weather. You see on your program, this is echoes. I'm sure you've all heard your echo, right? It's your own voice coming back at you. Well, an echoes meeting is for the voices that you've heard to come back. And that's what we're going to be doing today. It's not a testimony meeting. It's really a meeting giving reason for the blessings that you've had here. And some of those blessings highlights. To set you in the mood, I always think it's really nice to have some special praise to the Lord. And we've had, I love to have more than the one instrument. I appreciate April having her violin here today. Because I think the Lord is pleased. It says to praise Him with psalms and hymns and thanksgiving. So I think it's fitting as we start our echoes and reflections meeting to set us in a mood for contemplating, as David said, our whether it's staying awake at night, listening to hymns, praises of God. I've asked Sister Vita to sing a song for us to start. And if someone would just put the mute button on their cell phone. And as she's singing this song, I'd like you to think about the words and think about the blessings that you've gotten from this convention. And if possible, I'd like everybody to be able to iterate one thing you heard that struck you especially. It doesn't have to be long. And we'll review those before we start. But think about the things you've heard and the things that you've seen here, the fellowship you've had as we prepare for this Echoes meeting, and listen to some words of a hymn, especially in praise of our Heavenly Father. Yeah.
I hope that one of those words you heard wasn't me yelling, "Go sit down and eat." Okay? So let me start my music. Can't see your holy face and your home in heaven above. It seems so far away. Though I can touch your nail-scarred hands, I have a deep, unspeakable joy that makes my faith to stand. Lord, I believe in You. I'll always believe in You. Though I can't see You with my eyes, deep in my heart Your presence I find. Lord, I believe in You, and I'll keep my trust in You. Let the whole world say what they may, no one can take this joy away. Lord, I believe. Born from above, You are God's only chosen one. You're the one and only true way. Way to the Father's heart. You died for all sin. Then you rose and now live again. Conquering death and the grave, so that I might live. Lord, I believe in you. I'll always, always believe in you. Though I can't see you with my eyes, deep in my heart, your presence I find. Lord, I believe in you, and I'll keep my trust in you and only you. Let the whole world just say what they may. Nothing can take this joy away. Lord, I believe. Lord, I believe in you. I'll always, always believe in you. Though I can't see you with my eyes, deep in my heart, your presence I find. Lord, I believe in you, and I'll keep my trust in you. Let the whole world just say what they may. No one can take this joy away.
Sister Vita. Yes, we believe. Something we haven't seen, but yet our faith is strong. I have a word up here on the board. Anyone know what that word is? Recognize it? It's a name. It's a name that comes from the book of Philippians. In Philippians 3:18, 4:18, sorry, Philippians 4:18, Paul, at the conclusion of his letter to the Philippians, he says, "But I have received everything in full and have an abundance. I am amply supplied, having received from Epaphroditus what you sent, a fragrant aroma, an acceptable sacrifice, well-pleasing to God." Back in chapter 3, Paul addressed two people, Timothy and Epaphroditus. Admonish them both, who were servants, to continue the good work. And his gratitude for the work that they had done. Timothy for his diligence in bringing the word and the message. And Epaphroditus for his undying care for Paul, even though he was sick unto death. And I think Timothy and Epaphroditus represent two parts of the ministry that we are responsible for. One is admonishing and encouraging our brethren through the teachings and the things that we do. And the second part, that which Paul says Epaphroditus gave him, was the support when he needed, when he was going through difficult circumstances, Epaphroditus supplied his needs. He was there to attend to him. And he says that was like a fragrant aroma, an acceptable sacrifice. Remember back in Leviticus, the sacrifices that were given, the one that was the fragrant aroma was that sacrifice of praise. Praise to God for his goodness and his mercy. And so for us this afternoon at the conclusion of this convention, it's a time for us to give praise to God for what we've heard, for the abundance that we have, that which was supplied by both Timothy and Epaphroditus, the work of those who have put on the convention, those who have served, in giving us what we've needed for our spiritual benefit. We heard lessons on the life of Esther, the last admonition given on the road to Emmaus, a lesson on the crowns and the various ones which we reach for, understanding the Lord's Prayer, being patient toward all, questions covering everything from Matthew 24:48 to doing God's will versus our will. Lessons on the cities of refuge and what those represent in our lives. A glimpse into perhaps the prophetic future of what lies before us. A consideration of Jesus on the cross. And finally, a journey with Paul through the book of Acts and how that may indeed represent the Christian journey of our age. So many of those and so many lessons. Brethren, we'd like you to try to recount one of those that touched your heart. The testimonies that were given, perhaps, that made you reconsider your own thoughts and your own position and how they helped or blessed you for being here. So that's what we'd like to hear from you. What was it that especially touched you at the convention as we rejoice in the blessings that were given to us here? We have about 25 minutes. We'll finish at 4:15. So if you have many blessings, try to condense them down to a few, and we'd love to hear from everyone. I'm sure we all had at least one blessing. So who's got the mic? Okay, Ray, you seem to be the designated hitter for this convention. So who would like to share with us first a blessing that they had from this convention? Sister Vita, did you have your hand up, Ray? All right, you can go after Vita.
This has been a blessing. This is a calling. You know, John says I can cook for an hour at a time. So this is my honor. This is what I was urged to do, is to feed. But I'm so glad that the Lord gives us time still to reunite, because the time is getting shorter and shorter, and the things out there in the world are getting uglier and uglier as it is for life. So the precious time that we have together, we need to really keep it in our hearts and pray with it. And I ask a blessed all of you, Father, and all of you, and prayers
Thank you, Vita. Well, certainly we know that Jesus spent a fair amount of his gospel ministry dining with those who he was looking for. It's always been a custom in the church to share and break bread together. And we're told even in the book of Acts that they met daily and they considered these things and broke bread together. And that's a very much a part of our fellowship. And we are thankful for the Marthas in our group like yourself that love to provide the sustenance for the brethren. It's a great source of fellowship. Thank you for sharing that. Great.
I didn't get to hear all of that. Your comment yesterday, but one of the rest of this morning, so the book of Esther, I thought was really fascinating. Really encouraged me to want to study the Bible more. I do try to read it every day, and encourage me to try and slow down and really look at whatever you represent. It's really amazing what little individuals are in every group of the Bible.
Thank you, Ray. Yeah, that was very good. I mean, it was a way to look at Esther, and we even know Sister Kitty finally admitted to us that her name was Esther after that discourse. So that was indeed a great examination. Sister Gretchen up here in the front.
Well, I first of all wanted to thank very much the sisters that work in the kitchen. I thought they did a fantastic job. And, you know, I noticed their sacrifice, but they really are able to participate in the convention of them back in the hollows back there. But I really appreciate all the efforts that they did on our behalf. They did a wonderful job, and the food was good too. Also, I appreciated the format of the structure of the convention, and that there was so many different things besides having just discourses and studies, and there was a panel, there was, like studying the book of Acts. I guess for me, if I had to choose one, I guess it would be Brother Darius' talk he gave today, because I never heard a study on the City of Refuge. And so I really appreciated that, and also the two songs that they chose at the beginning and the ending. Those were just really heart-wrenching, and just, we have such a beautiful message, and just such a wonderful Heavenly Father, and I feel so blessed to be part of the Brotherhood, and so thankful to them, Father, for what he's done for us, and to think that the creator of the universe looks at each one of us and even knows the amount of fear that we have on our head is an unimaginable thing. And so I wanted to thank the Southwest Phoenix class for all the records on all of our behalf, and God bless you all and safe journeys.
Thank you, Gretchen. Yes, indeed, it is a real blessing when you hear, and the music always touches us, and especially when it compliments. And that song, Edelweiss, every time I see the sound of music, I cry anyways. And when you put those words to it, it just brings more tears to your eyes. But we appreciate, those are the moving experiences we have. And I just wanted to mention one thing in connection with your thoughts on the variety of groups. There's a group of guys to go with on Tuesday. We played golf together, and a couple weeks ago, one of them wanted to go by on our way back and show us his church, the Catholic Church here in Scottsdale that they put $3.5 million into. But one of the things that struck me, saying, you know, a lot of those coming now are actually bringing their Bibles to church, and he thought it was an amazing thing. And I said, Russ, you have no idea what's in that Bible. But it's for us, opening the scriptures in different ways is certainly a real blessing. And I agree. Thank you for pointing that out, that it's whether it's studies or discourses or discussions, that's the lifeblood. Thank you. Brother David, and then we'll come back to Brother Jim.
You know, last night when I was
speaking,
I was thinking of Sister Gita and her crew, and But the one thing that I especially noticed was that it's not just a great labor and difficulty, but with a beautiful smile on every occasion that I see a reflection. And, you know, it's one thing to grit our teeth and to do something. It's another to do it in such a pleasant way that it tells the people that they deserve that they're loved. And I just want to thank her and thank her for that. But I know, I'm seeing some of the other veterans involved too. I know it was Rashawn and Kendra preparing with some pressure. As far as the discourses are concerned, I did enjoy the discussion on the cities of refuge this morning. It brought up some things to light that I hadn't considered before. I was waiting for Darius to find the answer to the main question in my mind, the one that he said, then I'll take your pick. But I did talk to him later, and I got some feedback as well. I enjoyed the panel discussion today. It was a nice way to sit down and listen to two reasonable minds give some good thoughtful reasons for why they conclude as they do. And it's nice to have that so you can either pick up a few points or maybe adjust a point here or there, but to get good thoughtful feedback on each subject so you can really listen to teaching to a very, very helpful. And
thank you, David. Yes, it's always notable amongst the brethren that service is done not grudgingly or begrudgingly, but it's done with a smile and a wish, and we know that a lot of love goes into that service. So thank you for pointing that out. Brother Jim Muldoon. Yes. Yep.
Thank you, Lenny and Jim Marcus and next to me, David Rice, and so many other brothers and sisters here. I want to ditto what David referred to about our sister Dean. What a marvelous, beautiful voice she had. Mr. Shields and me, because my wife is also a very good singer, and she's a professional singer in the Philippines. She carried that to the United States too. But at any rate, I want to comment on, if I pronounce his name right, Brother Darius. I'll look at the words here.
Brugin.
Maybe that's
right.
But I admire what he not only said on the two different discourses that he gave, but the one that I think is impressing to me, the way he described the area of admonition, and how he presented what Jesus admonished Peter in just looking at him. A look that probably said a million words to Peter. And it was so obvious what was happening there, but Peter's the only one probably knew what that book was all about. And he presented that well. Also, he quoted Luke 22, verse 31, to be exact. Peter, Brother Darius referred that Jesus, well, this is in the scripture there, Jesus prayed for Peter. And that's kind of interesting how Jesus would pray individually, right there, praying for Peter, recognizing the imperfections and what he was about to do in the very near future. So, I want to thank everybody here. I just enjoyed myself for 2 days. I enjoyed the sister that chauffeured me here, Connie, she was just a delight to talk because she didn't do too much talking. I did all the talking, by the way. As you can tell, I'm a people reader of Walmart, I'm sure. But at any rate, this was a spiritual banquet to me. It was, reminds me of Isaiah 25, a banquet of well-oiled dishes, oil being came to reference of God's Spirit in upon this meeting, both to the Saturday and Sunday, and it was a privilege, my privilege to be here. So I want to thank every brother and sister, and as far as the smiling is concerned, I used to give out these smileys from Walmart. I didn't have to give them out around here because everybody seems to have a pleasant smile no matter who I approach, especially Sister Vika. Thank you, Vika. And why don't you want to do the cause? In Italian, that means eat everything up.
Well, thank you, Jim. It's really good to see you, and I must say it's been a delight for us to get to know you better, for me personally, especially in the last few months. And so it's really good to see you and your enthusiasm for the Lord and His Word, and your humility has been a real example for all of us. Thank you. Jim.
I appreciate a number of things. Oh, I think it's the second one. Well, the that's the best timing. And I appreciate seeing Jim here arrive home now from Spokane, Scottsdale. And I appreciate some thoughts from the discourses, but I think especially the three studies there. And each of them contributed something. And this last one about the events of Paul's captivity. I think the first time I heard some thoughts on that, saying, well, plausible. And then the second time I heard portions of it, it seems a little more likely, and now some additional details have been fulfilled. But I want to say the single biggest lesson has been each and every one of you. Oh, and I want to say one more thing about Jim. As one of the brothers been asking questions, he kind of ordered them on something or the other, but each answer that he gives, he tries to think of the scripture first to give the answer. And I want to live that way myself.
Thank you, Jim. Yes, it's a real blessing to have the brethren and to have the fellowship and to be with people that accept you and are there to help you, and that's always a precious thing with the brethren. Thank you. Who else? Okay, Sister Esther. I'm going to interrupt you for just a minute because we want to wave goodbye to Darius and Margaret. Bye.
I really also 10 questions that Brother Jim that they had to do that briefly in a half an hour, because it just gave enough that we could take that and go back home and look into it a little bit more, maybe. And then the thought of being able to judge a man and he had to live with the old boy, that is really, really important. Because you just, by saying something, you see one side of it, and then you can talk to the team and hear what this person is going through, that another viewpoint. I appreciate opposing views to consider, and with a loving, harmonious attitude. And then I also appreciate that Brother David's speaking in the Book of Acts, and it is in 1992 that I did a session with so my thoughts and then went back there. And I just appreciate getting away and being in this kind of atmosphere. And I thank the Lord for this opportunity. The love that's been morally given to all of us.
Thank you, Sister Esther. Brother Kemp. Thank you for your efforts on behalf of this convention. We appreciate that much. Who else? Joyce.
Do you ever remember instead of remembering things for a short time, and after that, we need to be 30 days backwards.
Brother Art. This is amazing, brother. We can go to so many conventions over the years, and yet the lessons we get from each one are new. We know that that's God's storehouse of treasure and what He pours those blessings on us. Someone else. Sister Betty. Thank you, Sister Betty. It's a great inspiration to see you here, and we know it's been difficult, but yet the Lord has blessed you and blessed us for having you in our midst. Brethren, that's all we'll have time for, but I hope tonight, as you reflect, perhaps if you can't sleep, as was mentioned, or even before you go to sleep, reflect on the blessings you've had here at the convention. And thank the Lord for this privilege that we have of gaining insight into God's Word, and not just His Word, but His plan, and how that plan will affect not just us, but His entire creation. And let's echo Paul's words, to Him be the glory and honor forever. Amen.